Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show.
For the very latest in analysis and opinion, download the updated version of the Off The Ball app now.
I can't get used to this new Off The Ball line.
Yeah, is it taking a while?
I agree.
Throw me well off.
Right. Yeah.
What's the opinion and analysis anyway?
Well, it has been updated, so that's true.
What do you mean?
The app, it's been updated.
It's a new app on there.
It's new and improved, yeah.
Who's given their opinion and analysis? Who's given the opinion and who's given the analysis?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Can we find any of your opinion and or analysis on there, Carl?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Okay.
Excellent. Just tell me what you need.
That's good. Well, I'm going to need your opinion on this whole Tuberty business, the PAC.
Today FM weather.
With Zurich. Saving for a rainy day? Be prepared with a Zurich savings plan.
Sunny spells today with the odd shower. Not as heavy or widespread as recently. Highs of 16 to 20 degrees. Today FM news.
What are you doing?
I'll have more at 3.
Tuberty doing a lot of table banging at the PAC during his opening statement at 11 o'clock this morning.
It's all hands, wasn't he?
It was like... You politicians. Worth every goddamn penny of the 345,000. Give me the money. Give me the money. He's like Cuba Gooding Jr. Show me the money. Show me the money.
Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
On Today FM. Hello there. I'd just like to say before we go any further, I'd like to thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak before you today. And to set the record straight, and I suppose to address the 7 fundamental untruths about the show. Do we have any fundamental untruths about the show?
Yeah, we probably do, actually.
Getting any younger. We are not getting any younger.
No.
The suggestion that we're getting any younger is an untruth.
Definitely.
That is definitely one fundamental untruth about the show. I'm not fit for broadcasting. That is...
You can probably chalk that down, yeah.
Yeah, I'm 2 days back from holidays now, and slept grand on our first night home. Didn't get a wink of sleep. You see, JP,
what?
I'm on Hollywood time. That's my because
yeah.
I was in LA.
You're
I was in
so
Los
LA, aren't you?
I'm so LA. I'm on. Let me check what time it is in Los Angeles.
Right. God, do you miss it, Ray, being in LA? Do you?
I don't mean to be all Tuberty and out of touch with the common man. There you go. I just want to check what time it is in LA.
Sure, yeah.
Because I'm on LA time.
Of course, you would be. Yeah.
It's 6 a.m. there now.
Right. Tinseltown, huh?
So it's early in the morning. So I'm effectively presenting a breakfast show there. Yeah. What I'm doing. Yeah. So Hollywood, that's me, you see. Say what you like about Ray Foley. Pure Hollywood.
So showbiz.
Again, that's another one. Write it down.
Showbiz, right, okay.
That's another fundamental untruth about me. This is a weird law in Hawaii. Someone sent me this last night on my Instagram. Are you ready?
Okay.
A weird law in Hawaii.
Right.
Do you know what? What's Hawaii?
Hawaii is the island nation off the coast of the US.
It is. It's out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. It's a state of America. I was reading all about it last night, actually. It's fairly recently only been brought into America, like in the mid to late 1800s.
Right.
Fascinating. Have a listen. This is the weird law. Sorry, that was a unnecessary tangent.
I liked it.
A weird law in Hawaii. Have a listen.
Did you know that in Hawaii, it's actually illegal to laugh loudly?
It's illegal to laugh loudly in Hawaii.
True.
Yeah.
Did you know that in Hawaii, it's actually illegal to laugh loudly?
Yep.
You have to keep it to aloha.
Oh, jeez.
Today FM, summer.
Christmas Eve.
You have to keep it to aloha.
You got me.
Do you want your cash toll?
Yeah.
Here we go. It's your last chance to get in. You got 53 minutes to get the check. Jonas Brothers, Waffle House, Today FM. This is the Waffle House. It's the Ray Foley Show, Today FM.
How are you doing?
Stuff. Bring out the big guns this afternoon. How you doing? Ray in. JP
how
in.
Are you?
Feeling nice. Texts, WhatsApps, 0874 100 102.
Good afternoon, sir.
And the gang's all here.
Hello.
That was a good show. I don't know about you, but that was a good show. For my money, that was a good show. For 345,000 euro. Tell you what, look, I tell you what. Put it there. I'll send you over my IBAN. You transfer it over from the Barter account. Put it there. Have you been watching it? Have you watched any of it?
Oh my God.
Did you watch any of it?
Wow, it's compelling stuff. I did.
I heard about 20 minutes of it this morning and then I had other stuff
to do. Is that all?
That's all I heard, Jim.
No, I had about an hour and a half of it on in the background.
I heard the banging of the table and he was quite nervous at the beginning, Tubberty, and then he got into the swing of it. And he was kind of shouting at them at the end.
He was, yeah.
And he was quite animated. And then I heard the first question from the Cahir look. Your man just went from... was like, because you're kind of listening to him going, you know what, fair play. Yeah, yeah, you stand up to them. You don't take any nonsense. Yeah, that's it. You stand up for yourself. Oh, go on, man. Yeah, you got this. Come on, you got it. And then the first question for your man was like, oh.
It's a roller coaster. It really is.
It's full on.
It's a good job he had a 2 week, what was it, a 2 week break before he went in? Because you need a lot of energy.
You need
to. You really do. You're going to be knackered.
I hope he's had his Flavin's quick oats before he went in. And Tubberty, actually, let me get the story for you. This is Ryan Tubberty says that he wants to clarify 7 untruths. He had a list of them. 7. Let me get this for you. Hang on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he details 7 untruths in RTE pay scandal as he calls the controversy the worst time of his life. And he's listed off the 7 untruths that have been specific to him and the coverage of him and the entire debacle as it's been rumbling on in RTE, and specifically addressing what RTE had to say. Was it last week the RTE people were in?
It was, yeah.
And he was addressing those 7 untruths. No point getting into all of them now. I'm wondering though, what would the untruths be about if we had to detail the 7, and you can limit them to only 7. Sorry guys. You can limit them to only 7. What would the 7 the 7 fundamental untruths about this show be? 0874-100-102. Playing great music all afternoon? I mean, we couldn't stand over that statement.
No.
There's definitely the odd ropey track
in
there.
It's leaky, isn't it? Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Great banter. Funny. Nah, you could. There's no way you could.
No, and if you got that impression, we apologise if we misled you.
We never set out to mislead the Irish listening public. Ken's over there, 0874-100-102. Kenneth?
Hi, Ray. Hi, JP. Quick question for you.
Yeah.
What's the difference between an untruth and an absolute lie?
What's the difference between an untruth and an absolute lie?
Trying to figure that out there. And I'm struggling a bit, you know?
All right. What's the difference between an untruth and an absolute... Well, it's just a nicer word of way of saying a lie, isn't it?
Yeah, there is no difference.
It's an untruth, it's not true. And if you've got any contributions to make this afternoon with regard to the fundamental untruths... JP, do you want to kick things off there?
In the spirit of transparency
well,
and all of that?
We've got to be absolutely clear with our listeners.
Okay, well, here's an untruth for you. Regular listeners will be aware that a lot of our callers say they love the show.
I knew you were going to do this one.
Now...
I'd use.
While this may be true for the vast majority of the time,
could it?
We hope you will understand it's impossible for us to have a 100% approval rating. Yeah, we can see that some of these listeners may be saying they love the show only because they've just won a barbecue or a prepaid credit card.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what? We can't stand over that claim.
We wouldn't and couldn't and shouldn't claim that everyone loves the show. It's just most people. Even that claim is erroneous.
Possibly. Do you want another untruth?
Yeah, go on.
When we call guests on the show, at times Ray will make it sound like he has some existing relationship with the caller by referring to him or her as his guy.
Yeah, with regard to whatever it is their speciality is.
This is rarely the case.
So if it's wine, I'll call my wine guy.
Sure.
Or if it's computers, I'll call my computer guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Or diseases, yeah. I'll call my disease guy. Yeah. And so on.
This alleged relationship is flimsy. Often when Ray calls these guys... it's the first time he's actually spoken to them. Again, we apologise if you feel like you've been misled.
Something you should know as well about those calls, that most of them are set up in advance. There is production that goes into the show. We make it seem as though I'm just ringing them off the cuff. But it's been an interview that has been established. I mean, we've pre-arranged a time with them to have the discussion.
Yeah.
And I'm not just cold calling them on the air.
Do you know, doesn't it feel to go on, to kind of unload
this is really cathartic.
Isn't it?
This feels great.
Yeah.
And you know, we don't have to go in front of an Oireachtas committee to do it. Anymore, 0874 100 102.
You're going to dance.
You're going to dance.
You're going to dance and have some fun. Again, that might not necessarily be true. We can't guarantee that you're going to dance or indeed have fun between now and 4:30.
But God, we'll do our best. Delight grooves in the heart. This is Today FM.
I'm higher than a mother.
She's up there and cherry picking her mother. I'm higher than a mother. Today FM, play the music you love. That's Starships, Nicki Minaj, Today FM, good day, hello, Ray's my name. Actually, let's do a roll call, Ray Foley, on show, JP.
On show.
No sign of Orla today, actually.
Yeah.
He's on the Skype today. And your texts and your WhatsApps, there's loads of untruths coming in, actually, for everyone on show. And who was it? Ken was asking the question, what's the difference between an untruth or a lie?
Hi, Ray, hi, JP. Quick question for you.
Yeah.
What's the difference between an untruth and an absolute lie?
The difference between an untruth and an absolute lie.
Trying to figure that out there.
Who was it that sent the voice note in, actually?
Stephen, wasn't he? He's in Sligo.
Stephen's in Sligo.
Stephen?
Hi, Ray. Stephen in Sligo here.
Hey, love.
An untruth is something that's not factually correct.
Right.
A lie is telling an untruth knowing that it's not correct.
All right, so you're knowingly saying the thing that is not. So the lie is, it suggests an awareness or intent.
Exactly, yeah.
Gotcha.
There's the difference. Bye.
Cheers, love. Yeah, Ryan Tuberty before the Public Accounts Committee today, and his agent as well, Noel Kelly. Someone texted, aren't you with Noel? I'm not. I was once with Noel Kelly.
Oh, really? You had an association?
I was once in the family, in the fold.
Right.
What's the expression that people have been using? We parted ways.
Right.
We're no longer working. We're no longer in the same family. We're no longer related. And we parted ways. This is back in the day. This is in the old days of the old afternoon show. I was with him for a short while. And then I went my own way and he went his own way. I suppose you could say I was parting ways with him before it was cool.
Okay, you started off the trend.
Before anyone else did. Yeah. I mean, I was way ahead of the curve on that one. Let's see who we've got. Yeah, the seven fundamental untruths Ryan Tuberty's addressing in the Public Accounts Committee today. What are the fundamental untruths about this little broadcast?
I mean, here's the big one. And in fairness, you've already touched upon it, Ray. And I credit you for your honesty in this regard.
We have to be honest.
We do.
We have nothing.
It's part of an unspoken contract with you, dear listener.
We would expect nothing less than your trust in this endeavour.
Whilst we always endeavour to play the music you love, we acknowledge that this may not be possible at all times. We can see that one man's Jesse J. Domino may be another man's poison. However, we are confident that even if you hate one of the songs, you'll probably like the next one.
Pink is another one. I mean, I swear to God, sometimes, you know, you hear a Pink song and you go, this cannot be the music you love. And yet, there are people then that say they absolutely love a Pink song.
We play a lot of Pink. That would be a fundamental truth of the show.
That's a truth. Eddie on show, he says, I think the main untruth about your show is when people make it seem like you have a permanent slot on Today FM. When obviously you're still in soft launch mode and most likely won't make it to a permanent slot. Love the show. From Eddie. Eddie, that's correct. And we've never claimed otherwise. There are other people that would say, that make it seem and suggest that we're on here on a permanent basis. We're absolutely not. We've never claimed otherwise. It is soft launch day 279. Jeez, we must be beyond seven untruths at this stage about the show, are we?
I mean, that's plenty, isn't it?
Maria says, here's an untruth. JP is good crack. Maria, how rude. That is terrible.
Yeah, to be fair, I can't stand over that.
Alan Brady's been on. He says, untruth. Is DJ J-O actually a DJ?
Oh, hang on.
I've never seen him out there with Deck Pierce from Alan.
I think he's very picky and choosy about where he gigs.
I think he's more of a studio DJ.
Right.
You know, he's more of an EDM producer, but uses the moniker DJ.
Oh, He prefers the safety of the studio.
He doesn't like to be up there. If he is ever DJing in front of a crowd, he's kind of like Marshmello or the Daft Punk lads. He puts our Deadmau5.
Sure.
He puts a funny hat on to disguise himself.
Do you want another fundamental untruth about the show, Ray?
If we're being absolutely transparent with our audience this afternoon, I think that's important.
I think this is a small one, but let's be transparent. Over the course of the 18 months or so we've been on air, we have periodically awarded listeners so-called listener bonus points. Now, this gets at the heart of the matter when you're chasing the money. Do you know what I mean? Despite claims to the contrary, these bonus points have zero monetary value and no real-world application.
You're cutting to the quick of it now, aren't you?
Ray Foley accepts no responsibility for any claims for reimbursement of said listener bonus points and will not honour the terms of any agreement entered into pursuant to the awarding of said listener bonus points. I think we put that to bed and we can move on. You're not on the hook for any of that. Sometimes you have to laugh or you'd cry. Do you know what I mean?
Just a bit of both. I'm imagining people showing up to the post office saying, I've got 85 listener bonus points here from the Ray Foley Show. What can I do with them?
Ray Foley.
Give me a voucher or something.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference.
Pitbull and Neo, Give Me Everything. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Terms and conditions apply. Subject to license. And again, we play the songs that we think you love, but we can't be 100% guaranteed on that. It's one of the fundamental untruths about the show. Ryan Tuberty in front of the Public Accounts Committee this afternoon. Well, actually, this morning he was the Public Accounts Committee, and today then it's the Media Committee he's going to be in front of, himself and his agent Noel Kelly. And Ryan Tuberty was saying that he was addressing the seven untruths, the seven fundamental untruths throughout the last number of weeks. And I suppose we've been using this as an opportunity to sort of clean the slate. Be completely transparent with you, our beloved listeners, and maybe clear up some misconceptions with regard to our broadcasting situation as well. And you know, it really does feel good. It feels great. It's like coming fresh out of the confessional box.
Yeah.
Two Hail Marys and an Our Father. Do you know? 0874-100-102. Alicia is over there. Oh, actually, it's Joe. Is it? Sorry, Joe's over there. Sorry, Joe.
Hey, Ray and JP.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, Ray.
Cheers, buddy.
What about Soft Launch? Surely to God, that's an untruth now at this stage.
Well, we've been over this, Joe. I don't mean to be disparaging towards you, Joe, and I'm glad of your feedback and your engagement with the broadcast this afternoon, but we have been over this and we have clarified that today is Soft Launch Day 279. There is no... I mean, you can rake over the coals at the detail of the contract. The devil's in the detail, Joe. The devil's in the detail. And there have been a number of letters from the Director General here in Today FM... to my email and to my agent's email. JP, you've got an email.
I sure do, yeah.
With a letter confirming the situation. And we're still very much in soft launch mode.
No change there.
There's no permanency. There's no suggestion of permanency with the broadcast.
No.
We could be gone at a moment's notice, Joe.
Surely you have some form of full-time employment there.
No, we absolutely don't.
It's not even a verbal agreement.
There's nothing there, Joe.
No.
But we're going day by day here, Joe.
Oh, and another thing.
Whoa.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Joe. And Alicia's over there as well. There's been a lot of focus on the soft launch thing.
There, yeah.
You know, I think the two biggest issues with regard to what's happening here are the soft launch and the love the show.
That's a biggie,
a lot of people are calling us on that. And in fairness, it turns out very few do. Alicia.
Hi, guys. What about the untruth that you're ever going to have a real launch? Yeah. Bring it on, boys.
We never said there was going to be a real launch. No. I mean, there was the kind of supposition on a lot of people's part. We don't anticipate or expect a permanent contract to be offered to us.
Like, Alicia, the thing about a relaunch is it's an expensive proposition. Do you know what I mean?
I suppose that there would be, like, what we've got now is a sort of an interim ad hoc, very low budget sort
ad
of.
Ad hoc.
Yeah. So if they were to formalise an agreement and go full time and say, this is it, the Ray Foley Show, Today FM, every day between 2:30 and 4, and make it permanent, that would require a big investment.
Wouldn't it? You'd probably need a third party to come in and shore up the expenses involved in any such soft relaunch.
Would that require a car brand to come on board?
I mean, it could be a car brand. It could be any kind of a brand.
A tripartite agreement.
Definitely.
Would I be required to go and present gigs
yes.
in showrooms for
you
20...
are available for that.
For 25,000 euro a pop?
Yeah, we'll recreate the set of the studio for around about 20 grand.
Okay, and will Today FM underwrite that?
No absolute, chance.
Absolutely not. Wow, then now that's what I call music people. They're quick off the mark. I mean, they...
Have they been on this?
These marketing guys that they've got over there, they are absolutely incredible. Did you see this?
No, I haven't seen this. No.
This is a new... do you know the way there's like a now that's what I call Christmas?
Yeah.
Or that's at Christmas time. Or now that's what I call summer. It's summertime. Now that's what I call Halloween. They've got one... Now that's what I call transparency and accountability.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Do you want to have a listen?
Yes, please.
This is the new CD compilation.
We're back with a new 2-CD compilation from Radio Televisión and members of the Public Accounts Committee. This summer's hottest album. Now, that's what I call transparency and accountability. With guest appearances by Ryan Tuberty and Noel Kelly at the PAC. And this mega hit from Eric Prydz. RTE, RTE, RTE.
Good, isn't it?
RTE. We've spent a massive budget on massive tunes featuring Will Smith. Here come the men at pack. But can Tuberty remember? We've spared no expense compiling the greatest ever Public Accounts Committee compilation. We even raided the barter accounts featuring ABBA. Tuberty, what did you do? Uh-huh. Tell us if this stuff is true. What's your fee, Tuberty? That's the best you can do. Now, that's what I call transparency and accountability. This exclusive limited edition compilation can be yours for a one-time only price of 345,000 euro, which I'm sure you'll agree represents great value for money. Featuring Snoo Patrol. So get yourself down to the Public Accounts Committee with yourself tonight. I'll go to the committee with you. Nice. And a classic mega track from Kylie Minogue. My barter account is going insane, but I haven't bothered because someone else is paying. Now that's what I call transparency and accountability. You can listen to it if you're having a barbecue this summer, but it's not the sausages and burgers getting the grilling. Don't miss out. Order now to avoid disappointment. Or just get your agent to do it for you. I want to be like Noel Kelly. Ooh. Be an agent to the stars. I'll have friends off the telly. Ooh. And they'll all drive free cars. Finally, a reason to pay your TV license. Now, that's what I call transparency and accountability.
Ka-ching.
Ka-ching indeed.
Busy morning, Ray.
Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Ray Foley.
All right, stick around. With Careful. Hank's new song, Runaway, Today Ooh. FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray's in. JP's in.
How are you?
And as we heard... Now that's what I call transparency and accountability. The new, the hot new CDs, the compilation. A lot of people getting very excited about this. We heard the ad for a couple of minutes ago. Luke says, Foley, I was in stitches with Now That's What I Call Transparency and Accountability. The Snow Patrol one. The Snow Patrol one was ropey as a barter account. And love the show. Hey. Yes, I think it was pretty clear. Yeah, I was scraping the bottom of the...
Were you under time pressure?
I was under time pressure and I couldn't think of any songs. Got there in the end though. Kevin the Van says, here come the men in pack. Beautiful. Best album of the decade. Will you be able to order that online now? Just make sure you have the 345,000 euro in your barter account.
Ray Foley.
And it's all yours.
With Care Plus, not all careers.
Yeah. Swedish House Mafia. Don't you worry, child. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Hello, Ray Foley in the afternoon. It's Tuesday. How are we looking weather-wise around the country? Some showers in places. Overcast, some sunny spells as well. A mixed bag, JP. JP, it's a mixed bag.
It is indeed. It's changeable, right?
Oh, for sake. You got to be very careful with this.
Well saved, yeah.
Oh, man. What's your favourite swear word, JP?
I like the traditional one where I'd say like, holy sh.
Oh my! JP's not getting any more goes.
I cannot be trusted. Can't be trusted.
All you do is make the beginning noise and then leave the rest to me.
Right, okay,
and
trust me.
Don't do anything else. No,
I've got this. I've got it nailed.
This is my career we're playing with as well. You and me are going to before the rock this committee, the media committee, be grilling us about swearing on the afternoon. So you just say shh and then leave it at that.
All right.
Make no further noise after that.
Cool.
JP, what would your favourite swear word be?
Ray, it'd be shh.
That's it. You f***ing Egypt. Swearing, it's in the news today, actually.
All right.
The perfect swear word. They say swearing's good for you, actually. Did you see this? Mm-hmm. Swearing's good for you. And the perfect swear word. A mathematician has created an entirely new curse word based on a list of 186 offensive terms. And she said it's the world's ultimate swear word. The world's ultimate. So it's a fake word that has been made up. A new word. A fresh word that has been used. That can be used now as a curse word, as a swear.
And it could be one of the two we just skillfully sort of worked our way around there. Don't know if you noticed that.
Well, one of us skillfully worked our way around. One of us just nearly just outright said a swear word. This is Sophie McLean. Let me call my swear word guy.
Okay.
Whew. Touch and go there for a bit there, JP. I got to tell you.
Close one.
It was a close. I think you're in the clear, though.
Yeah.
This is an English number I'm ringing.
Yeah, it is.
In England. I'll put on line two then. If you like. Oh. It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, is that Sophie?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Sophie. Ray Foley calling from Today FM in Ireland. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Do you know what? Any excuse for an old swear on the radio, although in fairness, we are on, it's daytime radio and we're live, so we're not allowed to use any of the words we'd love to use.
Yes, we've got to be careful.
I'm reading the story about the word that is the ultimate curse word. We'll come to the word in a minute and we'll reveal it for everyone. But I'm actually quite interested in the positive effects of swearing, the benefits or the advantage of swearing. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so it's actually been shown that swearing, for example, when you stub your toe and things, can actually relieve pain. So it isn't just an expression of how you feel. It's actually helpful.
It's helpful to... So if I banged my knee against the bed as I'm getting up and I'm getting dressed in the morning, or banged my toe against the shower door as I'm getting ready, that by specifically swearing is it would make me feel better. I mean, what about just shouting?
Well, it's been tested with shouting a swear word versus a word that's not a swear word. And swear words were seen to be more effective in reducing the pain. So there's something about the words themselves, or at least people thinking that they're swear words, that help.
Wow, that's interesting. I swear a lot. I'm a big swearer. Well, in terms of my job and on air, I don't swear at all. So for 2.5 hours a day, I'm not allowed to, I need to watch my P's and Q's. And be very, very careful. But then the rest of the time, it's disgusting, the words you'd hear out of my mouth. So in theory, then, I should be very healthy and in top physical condition.
It's good for you. Science tells us it's good for you.
That's the argument I'll make when I go home and my wife's giving out to me for swearing in front of the children. Tell us then, in terms of the maths you used or the algorithm you used to come up with the perfect curse word.
Yeah, so I took, in the UK, there's a regulator for all TV and radio, and they have a list of words that you can't say.
Okay.
And they've ranked them from moderate to mild to strong swear words. So I fed these all in and gave a higher importance to the strongest swear words. And from that, the code I wrote spotted some patterns of which letters occur most commonly after others. So if you think of your favourite swear word, it might be four words, or it might end in ER or things. So there are some patterns that repeat in a lot of swear words. And the idea was to try and gather all these together and see if we could come up with an ultimate swear word.
Oh, I see. So this is the Ofcom. How many words are on the Ofcom list? Because we've got a separate sort of list of rules over in Ireland, but it's fairly similar, I suppose.
I assume it will be. It's probably most of the same words.
Yeah.
And there are over 100. I did limit some of them because I got rid of all the ones that were words that I would never say, things that were quite offensive to certain groups of people.
Okay.
So I kept it as the the pure swear words, the ones that I would say probably too much.
Yeah, the handiest ones, the ones that are on the tip of our tongue from time to time. So you put all these in, and then was it a computer code then that spat out the ultimate word for you?
Yeah, it was, and I had two different computer codes. One that just did it randomly based on what letters could come next, and then I decided to up it to come up with what would be the best word.
It's funny.
I did it that way.
I was on holidays last week with my. I've got two boys. They're 9 and 11, and my 9-year-old was actually discussing his favorite swear word, and he felt that if it has a plosive in it, if it has a good punch or a kick or a good solid consonant, he enjoys that more than the other words that might be softer or might have more vowels or more. Sort of softer sounds. But like I say, if it's got a plosive in it, does that factor into the algorithm at all in any way?
It didn't explicitly. I didn't deliberately put stuff in. So I did deliberately put in a waiting for four-letter words, but I didn't explicitly put in the plosive stuff. But because it looked at the most common letters, and obviously a lot of the best swear words and the worst swear words have those letters in, it kind of filtered through that way.
I got you. Okay, yeah, because I think... Well, he's a boy as well, and he's quite violent. You know, no more than the father.
Yeah, I met him.
Yeah, no more than his mom. And that plosive sound can be quite violent. And again, like you say, quite useful then if you do stub your toe. Will we reveal then what the two words you came up with? Give us the one first of all, which is just the lesser of the two, or the one that the random one that it suggested.
So the shorter one that came up was spelled B-E-R, which is not really a real word or anything. And I don't know, I wasn't too convinced by that one. I can't imagine me really saying it. Doesn't have that punch. It just kind of trails off, really.
Burr.
Yeah.
Burr.
No, that's more for me.
If I stab my toe and say burr, am I going to get done for saying burr now? That's the other thing. That's the other thing to be concerned about. Is that using the ultimate words, I can be... If you want to send a complaint, you can send it to jp@todayfm.com, dear listener. Burr. It doesn't have that plosive that I like, that the punch of the bang, the release of adrenaline and energy. Burr.
Yeah.
No, I'm not having it. We're not going for burr then. B-E-R, is that an energy rating as well that we use in...
it is here, yeah.
It is.
Okay, so, definitely not then.
So we've got B-E-R, and what was the more forceful one then? Or is it, it's a longer word then, is it?
Yeah, funny you should say that burr doesn't have the bang, because actually the best word that it came up with was banger.
Banger?
Yeah.
Banger!
So I suppose that could be used to insult a person, maybe. I think you could be like, oh, they're a real banger.
That person's a banger. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
A banger is used as kind of an old car. Is this a...
Yeah.
Yeah, a banger. I suppose you can get... You definitely get more of a more explosive release with banger than you would get with burr. Banger!
Yeah.
Oh, banger. Yeah, that's all right. Do you know what? I can find myself using that. And then I suppose you're in the clear. You're safe if you want to exclaim it in public or on air.
That's the thing.
No one can do for that. Unless, of course, they start using your terms now as you've introduced them into the dictionary and more commonly used. Banger. We've found there are some other ones people have suggested. Was it Twilix, JP's?
My father swears by Twilix. He will call somebody a Twilix if he thinks little of his or her work. Yeah. And I don't know if that's an original Bob creation or if he's borrowed that from somebody else. He'll also call somebody a thundering gazebo. Again, I don't know if that's an original idea that he came up with or if he's borrowed it from somebody else.
In our house, if we're trying to avoid using a swear word and we want to call someone a name, we'll call them a legend.
What a total legend.
Oh my God, you complete legend. And everyone knows what it means. I suppose everyone's got their own one. So now we're adding in burr and banger. I think banger will definitely stick. Sophie, this is important work, and I want you to know that we truly appreciate it. And as well as that, your work in maths in general. Sophie's involved in loads of different maths-based projects, from the Chalk Dust magazine to the Protect Pure Maths campaign. And I suppose you're using maths in more creative and imaginative ways that people might not necessarily expect, Sophie.
Yeah, I think that's the thing about maths. It's very useful in many ways, but also it can just be a lot of fun. You can play around with it a lot more than you're allowed to at school, so...
Give it a go. You can Google Sophie. If you look up Sophie McLean, it's M-A-C-L-E-A-N, McLean. Sophie McLean, give her a Google and have a look. A researcher and student at King's College London. A banger, Sophie! Banger! Thanks so much for taking the call this afternoon.
Thanks for talking to me.
Cheers, Sophie. All the best. Bye-bye. I'm enjoying this. Banger! Banger! Shout out to Gok Wong. Dua Lipa, this is Today FM. Robbie Williams, let me entertain you. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Hello there, Razor JP's over there. Flipper gibbet, someone said. Flipper gibbet?
Flipperty gibbet.
Flipperty gibbet. You put a T in the middle of your flipper gibbet. Someone said flipper gibbet. Spuddle model, someone said.
Spuddle model.
Spud. This is swear words. We were chatting a few minutes ago to Sophie MacLean, if you're Googling her. Sophie MacLean, the mathematician and researcher in King's College in London, who's come up with the ultimate curse word that isn't a curse word, based on mathematical probability and a mathematical algorithm. The algorithm has, by using a bunch of other curse words, created the ultimate new, fresh out of the box curse word, and it is banger.
The thing about any swear word is, it only feels like a swear word when it's been used for a long time as in a swear word context. You think it banger doesn't sound right, but if you use banger as a swear word for 10 years, suddenly it'd be, you know, prohibited banned. I am a banger.
I tell you what, you're a banger.
I am.
Here's the issue though with banger. It's already used in at least four contexts that I can think of. I mentioned old cars, but of course there's loads more than that. There's sausages.
Yep.
Bangers and mash. There's old cars, like I mentioned. There's great songs.
True.
The minute I was playing Dua Lipa, was a Can We Dance song, Dance the Night. I literally said, as we took off our headphones, I said, this song is a banger. I was like, there we go. There's another one, banger.
Miley Cyrus's whole album called Bangers, isn't she?
There you go. And of course, in memory of Gok Wong, boobies.
Yep.
Get your bangers out for the lads. Get girls, come on, get your bangers out. That's four existing uses for bangers, as well as a curse word. Ray, my old fella used to call people a tulip. The cleanest of all the swear words from Chris. Chris, thank you for the contribution. Yes, tulip. You're a thundering tulip as well would be a big one worth using. You know what? You're a thundering tulip. You're some tulip.
Close to tulip. People used to say tube as well.
Oh, you're tube.
He's a bit of a tube, yeah.
And Ray, let's bring back the classic gobdaw. Yes!
Are you a fan?
Gobdaw, yeah. You're some gobdaw. Good, wholesome Irish swear word from Patrick in Limerick. And numerous people sending in the Father Ted one that I need to be very careful about saying. Because even if I enunciate very, very clearly, I'm not going to do it. But you will think that I'm saying the word and I'm just not going to say it, okay? Hi, friends. You're standing by for your cash machine call this afternoon. Nearly 72 grand on the line. If you've been writing it down over the last, I don't know, 20 hours or so, we could be calling you in the next few minutes.
Ray Foley.
Call's coming up.
With CarePlus.
Bob Sinclair and Love Generation, this is Today FM, where we play the music you love. Now it's time for your entertainment update.
Mission Impossible and Risky Business star Tom Cruise says making eye contact with him is neither a Mission Impossible nor a risky business. The star has been plagued by rumours that he doesn't let anyone on the set of his movies meet his gaze. Tom says he'd never stoop so low, and in fairness, at a pocket size 5'6" and a bit, Tom rarely has to stoop to do anything. Ray!
That story is fascinating, by the way. Did you
read that? I did, I read bits of it, yeah.
That full article. So apparently, Tom Cruise was asked, what is the weirdest thing people say about you? And Tom Cruise thinks that the weirdest thing people say about him is that he doesn't look people in the eye.
Yeah.
Tom, love, I've got some news for you. They say weirder stuff than that. JP, thank you very much indeed. Moira O'Connell has had her hair done in huge entertainment news this afternoon. We can bring you details from the website evoke.ie regarding the Ireland AM presenter's dainty do. It says here that she's taken the plunge to get hair filler extensions because her hair is so damaged from styling. At the end of Muirin's time in the chair, the front of her hair is entirely transformed and the added extensions match perfectly with her fuller hair at the back, styled with GHD curls and looking shiny and healthy. You can see why these filler extensions are becoming so popular with women across the country. What's great about these ones that Muireann O'Connell has in her hair is that they last 3 months or more before they need to be replaced. That's the kind of low-maintenance hair treatment we're into for something that makes such a big difference to your appearance. Pals of Muireann O'Connell were quick to give their approval of the TV host's new look, with both Celia Holman-Lee and Gráinne Seogia saying the new hair looked fabulous. No word from her good pal Ray Foley, though. He's playing his cards close to his chest. JP, it's big news. You got to agree.
I'm trying to take in all the detail there. That's incredible. I'll tell you what, I'll go to rsvp.ie for more details. I know, but they'll also have it. You know, you're guaranteed. Ray, thank you. Carlo's finest export, Saoirse Ronan, she's from Carlo, says she narrowly missed out on a cameo role for the upcoming movie Barbie. The Carlo actress, who's got a Dublin accent, had a scheduling clash she couldn't avoid. Saoirse, who grew up in the picturesque Carlo suburb of Hoth, says while Barbie was part of her childhood, she says there are distinct differences between herself and the popular doll. One's a synthetic manufactured character, and the other is much loved national treasure, Saoirse Ronan. And that is your
entertainment update. Thank you and good night. All Irish track of the week from Scythe Kelly. Hey. Today FM. She's there, the stadium.
What?
Dancing like you're at a disco.
Yeah, I'm vibing.
Who's the little old? This is a little old man dancing. The little Hans Moll man dancing at this.
It's a head nodder, that one.
He's the old fella dancing in the corner of the late bar. You're like, she's got to love him. Jazzy, and it's good. Given me from Jazzy Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Raise my name there, JP. People still texting.
Yeah.
About the, this is the exclusive CD. Now that's what I call transparency and accountability, off the back of Ryan Tuberty and his agent Noel Kelly's appearance at the Public Accounts Committee. And now, it's now the Media Committee, isn't there?
Yes, it is. It's a bit of a cynical cash in this compilation, isn't it?
Do you know what?
What?
Don't knock us. We're getting 15% of this.
15?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's our agent's fee. We're getting 15%. Ray, where can I get that Public Accounts Committee CD? I want to get one for my dad. He's a huge Late Late Show fan. Declan. Declan, I don't know if you... Are you being sarcastic there? Because everyone's dad shouts at the Late Late Show. Isn't that a thing? Look at your man. This is ridiculous. This is rubbish. If you want to get a copy of... Who else texted? It was Brian. He says, love the show. Hey. Hey Ray, how do I pre-order my copy of Now That's What I Call Transparency and Accountability? Brian. Brian, it's a kind of a convoluted system actually. It's not on Spotify or anything. It's not easy to acquire. You have to call a 1550 number with your credit card details.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then they'll take it out in installments because it's actually quite a lot of money. Do you have a barter account, Brian? They take it out in installments and it's €345,000. Yeah. Ray and JP, we need to hear that again just for the Snow Patrol magic from Alan. Oh yeah, here we go. Do you know what? I did my best at short notice.
Did you?
I did what I could at short notice
right. With
my limited talent. Can I skim to the Snow Patrol bit and see if I can find it?
But I haven't bothered because...
No, that's the Kylie bit. Hang on, 1 second.
Transparency and accountability. This exclusive limited edition compilation.
That's ABBA. Sorry. I tell you what, I'll just play it for you. Just see, I play the whole thing from scratch. So, and listen out for the Snow Patrol bit, because that seems to be everybody's favourite. Ray, my kids want to hear your new compilation CD. They're only back home now, and they missed it earlier from Dervla. Yeah, loads of people want to hear it again. This is probably the only day I can play it actually. To mark the television spectacular.
Have you cleared this, by the way, with management? The fact that you're plugging a CD that you're involved with and feature on, Ray?
Oh.
Yeah? Did you think about that? Did you?
This isn't in the contract. This is I've signed a tripartite. And I've asked Today FM to underwrite.
Entirely separate. Isn't
this
it?
Is an entire. This is a.
Okay.
This is a commercial.
In your personal capacity.
This is a commercial deal.
Okay.
So, without further ado, this is Now That's What I Call Transparency.
We're back with a new 2CD compilation from Radio Telefiche Éireann and members of the Public Accounts Committee. This summer's hottest album. Now, that's what I call transparency and accountability. With guest appearances by Ryan Tuberty and Noel Kelly at the PAC. And this mega hit from Eric Prydz. RTE. RTE. RTE.
It's all great singing.
Yeah.
RTE. We've spent a massive budget on massive tunes featuring Will Smith. Here come the men at pack. But can Tuberty remember? We've spared no expense compiling the greatest ever Public Accounts Committee compilation. We even raided the barter accounts featuring ABBA. Tuberty, what did you do? Tell us if this stuff is true. What's your fee, Tuberty? That's the best you can do. Now, that's what I call transparency and accountability. This exclusive limited edition compilation can be yours for a one-time only price of €345,000, which I'm sure you'll agree represents great value for money, featuring Snoo Patrol. So get yourself down to the Public Accounts Committee with yourself tonight. I'll go to the committee with you.
It's good stuff.
Nice. And a classic mega track from Kylie Minogue. My barter account is going insane, but I haven't bothered because someone else is paying. Now that's what I call transparency and accountability. You can listen to it if you're having a barbecue this summer, but it's not the sausages and burgers getting the grilling. Don't miss out. Order now to avoid disappointment. Or just get your agent to do it for you. I want to be like Noel Kelly. Ooh. Be an agent to the stars. I'll have friends off the telly. Ooh. And they'll all drive free cars. Finally, a reason to pay your TV license. Now, that's what I call transparency and accountability.
Get it now while you can.
It's going like hotcakes, guys.
Pre-orders are insane. All right, EMF, unbelievable. And it is. This is Today FM.
Watermelon Sugar. Harry Styles and Watermelon Sugar. This is Today FM, where we play the music you love. And that's the little show. That's the little broadcast done and dusted for your Tuesday afternoon. Thoroughly enjoyed it. But I gotta tell you, I'm very tired. Do you know what? I gave it my all.
You did?
I left it all on the studio floor. Yeah. I did. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today, though.
No.
Yeah. We didn't get to do Franz Ferdinand, where we talked to Continental Europe's leading Franz Ferdinand tribute band. They're French, and they go by the name Franz Ferdinand. We didn't get to do Jay Reno, where US chat show legend Jay Leno tells us he's hoping to get the popular French car maker Renault on board as a sponsor for an upcoming car project. And we didn't get to do Ryan Cubberdy.
All right.
Ryan Cubberdy, where Ryan Tuberty reveals his secret side hustle. He's been flogging wardrobes, cupboards, presses and drawers just off the Long Mile Road under the brand name Ryan Cubberdy. Everyone gets to that tomorrow. John, great news.
Yeah.
Matt Cooper is on the way next.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.